Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week 9 of the high school football season. The North Huskies right in the thick of things as far as second place in the SIAC following a 21-14 win over the Jasper Wildcats on the road last Friday. It is rivalry week, and they'll entertain the Central Bears at Bundridge Stadium coming up tonight. We'll be back. We'll talk to Coach Zach Nero about that big win over Jasper last week and tonight's game with the Bears when this North football show continues on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on the North Football Show on this Friday afternoon, Zach Nero joining us, coach for the Huskies. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, how are we doing today, Dan?
We're doing great. All right. Well, obviously going up to Alumni Stadium, Jerry Brewer Field last week, taking on a red-hot Jasper football team. So much at stake as far as the conference is concerned, and you guys get it done 21-14. Congratulations on that win. Not many people leave that field with a victory. You guys certainly did. How did you do it?
Our kids bought into the process and the game plan of what we were trying to do, and we made some pretty good adjustments on the fly, and the kids executed pretty well for the most part. And they just came in with a lot of energy, and they were pretty amped up. I mean, they knew what was at stake, and they knew kind of the end result of the year and certain things historically for North High School. And, I think that just kind of played into the factor of just kind of bringing up their game a little bit for something a little bit bigger than themselves.
Well, obviously, anytime you play sports, especially on the road, and I don't care what level it is, you want to get off to a good start. We talked about this last week here in the show, going up to Jasper, try to get the crowd out of it. 14-0 Huskies after 12 minutes. You accomplished that.
Yeah, I mean, again, we came out with an enthusiasm. The kids were pretty hyped up for it. They're pretty zeroed in or dialed in into the process. And, I thought we came out offensively, made a statement. And, defensively, we kind of held it there, and we capitalized off some of their mistakes.
Well, you certainly did. What was it, about a 75-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown in that football game? And, Jaden, Your quarterback, Jaden Jones, I mean, here's a young man that threw four passes, completed two of them, both to Evan Garrett, one of those for a touchdown. I'm not sure what his percentage is of completions to touchdowns this year, Zach, but it's pretty doggone high.
It is. It is, you know, and, you know, I think most teams know what we're going to do at this point. And, you know, but when things are left open, and he's definitely a capable thrower, and, you know, we're going to find ways to move the ball around. I mean, that's kind of the part of our offense is kind of gives you a little deception, a little bit of understanding of you don't know where it's going to go and when it's going to go. And you want to try to take one thing away, well, we should be able to get you here. And if you want to try to take that away, then maybe we'll go back to what you were taking away, and or we're going to hit you with something new.
Well, other than the fumble recovery by Jalen, he took it to that. Kind of your thoughts defensively, I mean, to hold Jasper to 14 points, quite an accomplishment. I don't have all their scores here in front of me this year, but I would think that would almost be a season low for them, other than maybe the Memorial game, first game of the season.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely kind of kept them to some of their lowest. I mean, you know, I just think we, you know, coverage-wise, we mixed some things up, and you know, at first they were kind of taking advantage of us, and again, like I said, we made some adjustments on the fly, which helped, and our kids bought into, and you know, I just felt like we kind of made him uncomfortable back there. And, you know, Jasper's got a heck of a system going on. They got a heck of a start going on right now. Coach Hart's doing a great job over there. And, you know, I thought their defensive game plan was really good, too, against us. And, you know, like we talked about last week, I said it was going to be a heavyweight fight. And even though we came out kind of swinging at the start and we were up 14-0, I mean, they fought back and they settled in and they made it a game for sure. And it was probably one of the – probably most fun I've had coaching this season because, again, I like that chess match and you go, you just kind of everybody's moving their pieces and you think you know what's coming next and sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong, you got to adjust and that's what I felt like we did. We just did a really good job of it and the kids stepped up. I mean, we made a heck of a play. Amon Kincaid had a heck of a one-handed fall into the ground interception grab that was probably one of the top five, if not the number one high school play I've ever seen in my life happen live. My jaw kind of dropped, and that doesn't happen often. You know, and offensively, I just felt like, again, you know, Evan Garnett catching that pass and taking it to the house on that, you know, moving the ball, getting some critical first downs when we needed them, and just kind of moving the ball, throwing the game is what I felt like we did more. And so when I kind of go back to that analogy of the heavyweight fight, it was we were swinging, and they swung back, and we stumbled, and but yet we just kept punching and staying in and bobbing and leaving. And, you know, at the end of the day, we just threw the most punches and got the knockout blow when it mattered.
21-14, North with a big win over Jasper Week 8, and now they've turned their attention to the Central Bears. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. This is the North Football Show here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Dyke Brothers Construction is a proud sponsor of local high school and college athletics. They are grateful to their loyal customers in southwestern Indiana who have relied on Dyke Brothers for the past 65 years. If your business is looking to build a new facility or expand an existing one, you need a safe, conscientious contractor to work with. For all of your general construction, concrete, mechanical, or electrical needs, the skilled workers at Dyke Brothers are here to help. Give them a call at 812-423-4201. Back here on the North Football Show on this Friday afternoon, the Huskies and the Bears get together rivalry week tonight out of Bundridge Stadium. Kickoff set for 6:30. We'll talk about that game in our next segment. Coach Zach Nero will be joining us. Well, Coach, a little bit of a different week just because of it's fall break. And normally I think it was always like a Friday and a Monday, and now it's like all week. So, you know, again, out of the norm a little bit for the players getting ready for a big football game tonight. How have you guys handled it this week with classes being out?
You know, we've handled it pretty well. Kids have come in a little more refreshed. Obviously, they're a little out of routine, so, you know, there's certain things that kind of go on that maybe wouldn't. And sometimes there's a little bit more focus, a little bit more energy, just because they don't have to go through that school day. We've kind of mixed up the practice schedule a little bit this week to kind of make this week feel like a little bit of a lighter load in general, just because, you know, it's a wear and tear on the season physically and mentally, emotionally, you know, just so we've kind of done some different things this week that I thought have worked out really well. Our kids are ready. They've been pretty juiced up at practice. I mean, it's rivalry week, so, you know, it's one of those things. It's you don't have to really juice them up for it. They'll get themselves up ready to go.
Well, I would think even the ride back from Jasper last Friday night, as we said earlier, not a lot of people get on a bus after playing at Jasper with a victory in their back pocket. But you guys certainly had that. And this is a team that has responded well each and every week all season long, even after a couple of setbacks to some pretty good football teams earlier in the year. So a week of practice has been pretty good.
Yeah, yep, it has. Like I said, we've been pretty dialed in to the process, and we've had really good energy and effort throughout the days, and you know, the kids are definitely ready to go.
Said it was a heavyweight fight last week, so I would hope that North got out of there as far as any more bumps and bruises, probably a few more after a very physical game, but overall the health of this football team now heading into week 9 tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got some things, you know, kids are banged up, but you know, we're fighting up, and I mean, for some of the situations, we've got next man mentality kind of in the sights, and we kids are ready and prepared. We've kind of got other guys prepared. We've kind of looked at managing certain guys too, just to kind of take some load off throughout the week and help more mental reps and things like that. So, you know, but yeah, we're fighting here. We're ready to go.
Just the overall North football program, obviously, with this, the JV season winding down, the freshman season winding down, you guys hope the varsity's got several more weeks left to go. But overall, just how this football season has gone for the North High School program?
You know, I mean, I think we've taken steps in the right direction. I mean, you know, again, like we've talked about many times, the culture and climate that I'm trying to instill here with, you know, is building off of stuff we've already done, but with my spin and maybe kind of my vision of it all. And, you know, I feel like, you know, we've gotten better in a lot of areas. You know, our freshman season, from a wins-loss perspective, probably not as good as we had hoped, but they didn't really have a high win column the last couple of years at the Cub level too. So it's kind of a transition, and just even how they transitioned into being a high school athlete too, you know, which is a very telling thing. And, you know, one thing a lot of people don't realize is there's teams that have good freshman teams in eighth grade and Cub and youth and all that stuff, and they win, you know, lose one or two games a season, if any at all, but then they get in here and they mesh in with the other classes and it still doesn't work out for them. And by the time they're seniors, they're 500 or they're not the top team. And, you know, a lot of times, sometimes the top team comes from teams that didn't maybe have great freshman records, you know. I mean, that happens all the time. And so I just try to kind of preach to the program and preach to those kids, like, hey, you guys got to see and learn from these experiences and get better. And that goes for the JV too. You know, our JV team has really stepped up, and we started to kind of catch on towards the end of the season here. We started a little rough, but again, those guys were learning how to adapt to a varsity level playing field right there, because even freshman year is a different year growth wise and development wise in how things kind of operate, because it's not as much time. Right. And so I think kids are kind of adjusting, and they have, and we've been repping them, you know, scout team, things like that throughout the week and each week. And you can see the progress and the development in some kids.
All right. It'll be the Huskies and the Bears tonight at Bundridge Stadium. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Central Bears with head coach Zach Nero when this North show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM. The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, And Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Dag Brothers Construction is a proud sponsor of local high school and college athletics. They are grateful to their loyal customers in southwestern Indiana who have relied on Dag Brothers for the past 65 years. If your business is looking to build a new facility or expand an existing one, you need a safe, conscientious contractor to work with. For all of your general construction, concrete, mechanical, or electrical needs, the skilled workers at Dag Brothers are here to help. Give them a call at 812-423-4201.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on the Central Football Show on this Friday afternoon, a couple of hours away from kickoff. The Huskies entertain the Central Bears tonight. Kickoff set for 6:30. Well, Zach, obviously Brandon Artis' team, they've challenged games where obviously it's things have kind of gotten out of hand. But, you know, it's rivalry week, and talking to the other coaches this week, I mean, records don't really mean a whole lot when you get together with your neighborhood school. So just kind of break down what's been the priority for this football team in preparation for Central's arrival tonight.
Well, you know, Coach Artis does a great job, man. And you know, he's a Central alumni. And, you know, Coach Artis spent some time over at North High School too, coaching, and me and Coach Artis actually played against each other growing up, my time at Harrison, his time at Central, and you know, I've known Brandon for a long time, and you know, we're pretty good friends, actually, and you know, we talk all the time, and which is probably what most Central and North enthusiasts don't want to hear, but you know, I respect the heck out of Brandon and everything he's doing over there, because you know, it's coming from a place of love and deep-rooted, you know, deep-rooted philosophies based off of where, you know, where he went to school. And, you know, I kind of always wish him nothing but the best. But, you know, he's got his kids ready. I mean, I've seen a really big growth for them throughout the last couple of years, especially when they're watching their offense and stuff. And, you know, they were a couple of plays away from playing something a lot different. And, you know, I know he's just trying to get kids to buy in and stuff. And that's what I keep reminding our kids this week. I say, guys, they can play. They're very capable, and you know, we ain't gonna take life away early on. We can't mess around and kind of take it slow and ease into this thing. We've got to kind of come in, throttle it down, and step on the gas pedal from the get go. And again, like I said, take away life, take away the thought and belief in what you go. Because in any Central North game, regardless of the records, as long as I've been here, man, both teams kind of get up for this game, and it's kind of a, you know, if your season's not going well, let's at least beat Central. Let's at least beat North. That's kind of the thought that goes in between the two teams. And if they're both really good, then, you know, they're battling for it and things of that nature. So I'm telling you, they're going to come in ready to go. He's going to have them well prepared like he always does. And, you know, they've improved a lot in a lot of areas. It's just a matter of getting over the injury bug and just getting kids to kind of I know he's going to do everything he can to make sure that happens.
Well, Coach, and obviously you look at this game on the heels of last week's win over Jasper and all the momentum that victory you know, brought to this North team, and you certainly don't want to take a step back, because you got a week off next week before You play New Albany in the opening round of the tournament, and I think the last thing you or anybody associated with North football wants to do is have a bad taste. Obviously, a big ball game, and you look at the conference standings and win tonight, and you guys are assured at least a share of second place in the SIAC.
Yes, you know, and that's one thing. I've kind of been open and honest with the kids. You know, I've kind of said the opportunity in front of them is a legendary one in a sense because, you know, that's something no one can ever take away from us, no matter kind of what the future holds. But at the end of the day, we could possibly have the best record since 2007, and which that team made a deep run. And, you know, these much time and effort they put into this whole thing, especially the seniors. You know, tonight's our senior night. And, you know, they are – how do we kind of honor those guys, you know? How do the juniors honor them? How do the sophomores? How does everybody honor them? How do they honor themselves, right? Well, and B, making a statement in history in the record books that North football 2025 has the best record since 2007 and one of the best records probably in the last 30 years whenever you really go back and look at the records. And so we've got the pieces to do so, and – right now, we just got to finish.
Coach, really appreciate a few minutes of your time, as always, and good luck in this game tonight with Central.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate you. Have a great rest of the day.
All right, that's Zach Nero. This has been the North Football Show. Point FM, The Ref.